White Bear First Nations, the White Bear First Nations, WBFN, Powwow is a vibrant and deeply meaningful event that stands as a testament to the resilience, cultural richness and communal spirit of the WBFN community. This annual gathering, which was held on July 12 to 14, has visitors coming from across Canada and beyond, offering a unique opportunity to experience the traditions and heritage of Indigenous people. The event, which is a multi-day festival, is filled with music, dance, storytelling and communal activities that highlight the deep-rooted customs and vibrant spirit of the WBFN. Chief Jonathan Paysap welcomed everyone to the powwow. He said they would honor the journey of sobriety and healing that many have embarked on, so it was fitting to have the theme be celebrating recovery and wellness. Paysap said on his social media that sobriety is a powerful testament to strength and resilience. It is a path of healing that allows them to reconnect with their roots, community and ancestors. He went on to say that they would celebrate and support those who have chosen a path of healing, and know that it takes a great deal of courage to overcome these challenges. As we dance, sing and share in the spirit of the powwow, let us carry forward the message that together we are stronger and together we can create a future filled with health, unity and healing, said Paysap. Upon entering the grounds, vehicles were checked to ensure that everyone who arrived would have a safe and welcoming environment. The announcers, Clifton Goodwill and Aaron Tutusis, welcomed all visitors and said this event is passed down from generation to generation, to keep the tradition of the Indigenous people alive. The WBFN powwow had over 500 registered dancers, adorned with bright and vibrant regalia, and covered in beads or jingles. As the drums began, the grand entrance had dancers of all ages. Each day began early in the morning with the traditional pipe ceremony, and later in the day when the drumming began, so did the dancing. The drums, which are often referred to as the heartbeat of the powwow, set the tone for the entire event. Drum groups from various regions came together, each bringing their unique style and energy. The drummers and singers created a sound that resonated through the powwow grounds, drawing participants and spectators alike into the cultural celebration, as these events are open for all to attend. Dancers, adorned in traditional regalia which is quite heavy and warm but reflects their heritage and personal stories, perform intricate and energetic dances. Each dance, from the men's grass dance to the women's jingle dress dance, holds deep cultural significance. The dancers' movements, synchronized with the drumming, tell stories of history, spirituality and community. The sight of the dancers in their vibrant, handmade regalia moving in unison is a powerful and moving experience for many who witness the event. The grounds were filled with campers, vendors carrying Indigenous clothing and jewelry, food booths with bannock burgers and plenty of water. Special guest Tegan Littlechief was presented with a star quilt, and she entertained the crowd with her hit Need You To Go, which has been at the top of the chart on an Indigenous radio station. Dancing and singing went on into the wee hours of the morning, only to start all over again the next day. The weekend was a tremendous success, and several who attended said the weather was perfect, as the heat wave was slowing fading and a breeze was blowing through the large tent where the dancing took place. They look forward to next year's powwow and hope to share in the joy and spirit of this tradition with even more people. For additional photos of the powwow, please see page 3 of the Estevan Mercury.